I'm very pleased to welcome Fremantle Shipping News, Sir Russell Coutts, famed New Zealand Olympic sailor, who's also a co-founder with Larry Ellison of SailGP. And here we are, Russell in Fremantle for this leg of the Rolex SailGP new season. But I want to ask you this question. Where did this great idea come from? How did it happen?
Well, you know, first of all, thanks for having us here. It's a fabulous venue, and you know, I think the people of Western Australia, the Western Australian government, the Western Australian Tourism Board, and local businesses have been absolutely brilliant in you know, facilitating and supporting this event. So, you know, we're thrilled to be here. This idea eventuated out of, you know, when you look at the sport of sailing before SailGP, there was a lot of stop-start, I guess, behaviour in teams and events. As an example, let's look at one of the most iconic events in Fremantle's history. Perhaps,
don't remind me, Russell.
Yeah, the America's Cup. Well, you had some great teams there. Australia too, Kookaburra, Stars and Stripes. They're not here today. And so we set out to change that, like other, like you have more in other sports, where if an owner changes or ownership of the team changes, or they might lose their star athletes, or they might even change their commercial model. They might have different commercial partners. The team brand lives on. And so when you look at these teams that are racing today and the way that the league has been structured, it's already happened where teams have changed ownership, where in fact shares in teams have traded. The fact that teams could sell at all is a whole new concept for sailing. You know, usually it was a money pit where you spent money on it and had no return. These teams now are actually becoming profitable. So essentially half of the SailGP teams now that you see racing on the grid are profitable. And what that means is it's now getting longevity. And this is without the rights even being fully developed. Right now, most of their revenue is relied on sponsorship. In the future, of course, and they certainly share in 50% of the media rights. When media rights kick in, that will be an additional revenue for the teams, as will merchandising and other things. So the fact that these teams can be profitable, I think if somebody had suggested that for sailing even 10 years ago, everyone would have laughed and said, "You're dreaming." But they already are.
It's just amazing. You can tell us the numbers of people we expect to be watching what's happening here in Frio. You've got nearly 15,000 people over 2 days in the grandstands. The Fremantle is totally buzzing.
Yeah, well, it's another sellout venue. We'll expand. The good thing about SailGP too is that this is our first year here. So all of our learnings and so forth, I mean, I've already seen things that we will improve for next year. And that's another benefit. So if you look at it, the fans that attend this year, we have a connection with them now. And so we can, you know, speak to them about the future years. We can also, all of our marketing dollars that we're spending, they're useful for future years. We can start, now when it becomes known that there is an annual event in Perth, then more people will tend to travel from other destinations to come and watch it and plan that. And sailing, as I said, sailing hasn't had that in the past. They've had these one-off events that come and then disappear.
You can plan your life around it.
Yeah, you can plan your life. And it sounds so simple, but...
Until you make it work, it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Russell, you mentioned America's Cup, the old days. You saw it go foiling, because it didn't always, in 87 when we lost the America's Cup here in Fremantle. But now we've got these things that fly in the air. Is there going to be something to follow them? I mean, we had records, we had CDs, now we stream music. What happens next in this sort of sailing?
Oh, I think there's some really exciting possibilities with media developments in the future. You know, we having, for example, a 360-degree camera on board these boats that people can tap into live and listen to the audio of the team live will be a massive step forward. And you could imagine, you could imagine for a fan, if they could ride along and look around 360 degrees and listen to Tom Slingsby communicating with his crew and what his tactical plans were, how good that would be.
It'd be magnificent, but they'll have to close their eyes at certain points.
Well, you know, I think people would be shocked at what it looks like. We've obviously done some demos of that, and it's extreme. You know, the closing speeds of these boats when they're zigzagging upwind and downwind, you know, if you think about it, if they're doing 100 kilometres per hour and they're coming straight towards each other, you know, the closing speed's enormous, you know. So, it's extreme sports, and I think there's lots of cool possibilities because we, you know, with Oracle, we centralise all of the data. Because we can do that, we can develop these products that actually utilise that data and allow the fan a closer look at the action. It's one of the things that KPMG is actually helping us develop as well with their digital transformation, you know, strategies.
Well, Sir Russell Kurtz, thanks very much for joining me. Welcome again to Fremantle. Congratulations on the whole concept and making it work over these few years. Lots of good things come out of New Zealand. You and SailGP.
Thank you.